Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Mrs. Isoke. Okay. You got that name and you got more hair. You're all welcome. Okay. Say hi to your neighbor. Greet your neighbor. All right. All of you give a wave to Juliana. Juliana is back from abroad. Give Juliana, Juliana, we're giving her a wave because she's Nkwanzi's best friend. Yeah. So, Nkwanzi, you come and sit. You come and sit with your best friend. Oh, you got another one. She got another one. Go back there, Kubikade. Go back there, Kubia Joe. Things change. Hallelujah. All right. Yes, them Jimbas have also arrived. We give them a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Teddy, thank you for you are worthy of it all. Yes, thank you. It was a powerful song. It was good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, last week we talked about what? Spiritual laws of godly financial prosperity. Amen? And we are going to continue talking about that. All right? We're talking about godly financial prosperity because you can prosper other ways which are not godly. All right? And you'll be prosperous. Okay? No one will what? Will deny that. All right? Apart from those who God will tell that, no, that is not my stuff. All right? So we as Christians, we want to prosper in a godly manner. All right? We are not going to steal. We are not going to cheat. We are not going to sell our bodies. We are not going to sell drugs. We are not going to hammer people on the head, borrowing and not paying back. All right? Dennis has a sermon on that. All right? Okay. People are in the past. Yeah. All right? Those things, that is not right. All right? Okay? And the worst bit of it is you prosper that way, okay, and you end up in hell. All right? That's why Jesus said, what shall it profit a man, a person, if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? You get all those things, and you end up in hell, man. All right? But there's godly prosperity where you prosper on earth and you end up in heaven. You end up in the kingdom. Glory be to God. So that is what we want. Amen? Yeah. Now, remember, God wants us to prosper. God wants us to do what? To prosper financially. Alright? The prosperity I'm talking about today is specifically financial prosperity. I'm not talking about prospering in your, marriage, in your pest work, in your school work, in your health. I know those things exist. Alright? But I'm talking about money. Alright? Prospering financially. All right? And God wants you to prosper financially. God wants us to prosper financially. All right? Psalm 35, verse 27 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. and let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Glory be to God. God has pleasure. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, male and female. Hallelujah. All right? And the opposite is true. God doesn't delight when we're not doing well financially. It doesn't please him. You understand? It doesn't. All right? And for that reason, he has given us principles, laws in his word, which will enable us to prosper. Okay? And when we do that, all right, his heart will be blessed. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, specifically for LAT, okay, the dream that brought us to this venue. All right, remember the first three Sundays we met in Bugolobi, okay, Royal Suites. All right, that's where we met. Then after those three Sundays, we came here. But why specifically Unobi Hotel? Because in that week, when we are looking for a venue around here, Juliana's sister had a dream, and in that dream, we were in this place on a Sunday morning, all right? But it was really, like in the dream, it was people who work in Ustanchat who were having a seminar here on Sunday morning, but it was us. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? And so that dream meant that God was saying that the people in LAT, okay, who will be meeting here, okay, yes, I will expect them to prosper, to be well off financially. Glory be to God. And you are those people. Hallelujah. You are those people, okay? It is those people who are coming, who will come to join us. Glory be to God. Are you listening to me? Some of you are looking at me like you're not interested in dimes, and you're pretending. Hallelujah. Of course, the kids don't have to what? To worry about those things. It is Sam who has to know where to get the what? The dimes to keep his what? Who promise to buy Umanzi, what? Cafe Javas. Glory be to God. So God delights in the prosperity of his servants. God delights in our prosperity as LAT. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the first law of prosperity, okay, in my simple terms, I called it the law of working and eating. The law of what? Working and eating. That law says, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10, that if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. All right? Very simple. All right? If anyone will not work, and this anyone, by the way, specifically, was Christians. Paul was writing to Christians. All right? They were the Thessalonian Christians. And Paul told them, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. Amen? God expects us to work. And when we work, he will give us food. All right? Yeah. Of course, it's another thing if you're not working because, you know, you've lost a job or you're looking for another job or, you know, there are those. But there's this thing where there are opportunities, but for you, you've just decided what? Not to do the right thing, not to work. All right? God is like, that is not good. Okay? Hallelujah. And notice in Psalm 35, verse 27, which we just read, okay? God delights in the prosperity in the prosperity of his servant. Servants. Servants are those who are serving. They're doing something for the Lord wherever they are at. Hallelujah. All right? Okay? Those who work at a factory, in a factory, an industry, in a bank, teaching, the doctors, all right? Those are the servants of the Lord. Okay? Those who work in church, all right? Like Mark's wife, Rachel, glory be to God. All right? They are working. Okay? They are servants of God, and God is like, he will take care of them. Okay? He delights in their prosperity. Amen? Colossians chapter 3 from verse 22, it says, born servants, all right? So these are people who are employed by some chaps, all right? Like footballers, okay? Footballers are employed. I hope you know that. They are born servants, all right? If your team is Man U, okay, all those players are born servants of some Jews in America. Okay? They are called the what? Blazer. So all those Man U players are born servants. I hope you know that. The employees. Judith is a born servant of the government. Glory be to God. Huh? Hallelujah. Sam has born servants. But he's also a born servant of the Lord. Glory be to God. So he says that born servants obey in all things. Be obedient to your employers. All right? Obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. That means that your earthly masters, not with eye service. Don't only pretend to be working when they are around or when you know they are watching you somehow. All right? All right? Don't do that. But serve in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, okay, whatever work God has given you, do it heartily. All right? Do it how? Heartily. Juliana's mother would say, Sayomutima mchokola. Glory be to God. All right? Okay? Do it heartily. All right? Children, okay? Do your work heartily. Okay? I don't know how to explain that to kids. All right? But the Holy Ghost will what? All right? So do it with your heart, okay? Heartily, knowing that from the Lord, you will receive the reward of the inheritance. There is a reward of the inheritance. Okay? When you leave this earth, you will be rewarded for how well you did your work. All right? However, some of those rewards begin here on earth. Some are rewarded with promotions. Okay? Some might not get a promotion at their workplace. All right? But somehow, God will bless them. All right? Outside their job. Glory be to God. All right? So, for example, if Mrs. It's okay, does her work heartily, all right? She might not get a promotion at her job. She might not get more money at her job, but God might send the money through Mr. Isoke. You understand? Because God knows it is going to benefit Mrs. It's okay. Okay? You guys are twins, eh? You have the same name. Okay. You understand? Eh? All right. So it is not always that God will bless you, increase you at your job, even when you're a very faithful man. Alright, God will bless you. He will bless you. How? Through which ways, I don't know. But just know he will bless you. Because he's a blesser, he enjoys blessing, and he's a faithful God. Glory be to God. Amen? Alright? You might even take a long time to see the blessing, but it might be God putting a special blessing on your child. Glory be to God. What better thing can a parent have than seeing his child doing well? Alright? Do you understand? When on your birthday, your parent, who birthday your kids bring you what? Stuff, cakes, what? None of these things where now you're the one who's, man, you're calling the kids, you're like, can I send you help? What? Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. There should be a time when you what? When your parents are no longer your responsibility. Yeah. You know, it is you who's now what? Who's asking? You want, as in, you know, Hallelujah. So, that is one of the ways God can bless you. Hallelujah. You don't have a house now, you're 50, no house, you're 60, no house. Okay, but you are faithful to God. Then, man, your daughter. Hallelujah. Nantaba man. Something great happened. And she's like, umami kati, you know? Yeah, nsasa. Land, what? Plan, what? Na architecture, which actually affect, you know? Hey, on the house. Well, man, free. Mechanical and electrical free. We have a guy at our what? At our church who does stuff free for church members. Do you understand? So now you see your God is, something is happening to you at 60. Alright? And at 30, nothing, you are, you know, Alright? But even then, God gave you some dimes to educate Nantaba. Do you understand? Your kids went to school. God gave you something. But at that time, it wasn't as big as you expected. But he blessed. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Yes, very good. Lydia's daughter is listening to me. Hallelujah. Okay? So he says, you will receive the reward of the inheritance. Okay? Okay? After all this is done and gone, okay? In the kingdom. But some of those words will start here. Alright? And why are you going to receive it once again? Because you serve the Lord Christ. The job you have, you're serving the Lord. Alright? Then he says, but he who does wrong, alright? He who doesn't work, he who doesn't take his work seriously, okay? Will be repaid. For what he has done. And this repaying, of course, is not a funny repaying. Glory be to God. You might be sacked at your workplace. You might, you know, as in things will happen. Terrible stuff. Amen? Glory be to God. Grace Joy is very attentive. Hallelujah. Yes, it's good for kids to learn these things quickly. It's amazing. They're adults. One of the reasons why Uganda is messed up is because guys, even Christians, don't know these simple things. Do your work heartily. As in simple stuff. Ugandans just, it's like, do you understand? Don't know how to work. Don't know how to be diligent. I'm telling you, and you know, you get amazed. They don't have that touch of excellence. You know, I see these things and I try to advise people, employees, you know, go to a restaurant and you just see waiters, waitresses don't care, man. So you just see all they're waiting for is 30 years, if they are dying. But they don't care about this cow, eh? From which they what? They get the milk. Their business. Eh? You see, eh? And even then, they should know, eh? They're doing this for God. Then they're the same fellows who expect you to tip them for a bad service. You see, it is amazing, eh? Okay? Go and serve employees expect salary increments, but when their employers, they have to plead to them, they have to, like, treat them like kids in order to do what they sign in the contract to do. I'm telling you, it is sad. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it is very sad. By the way, even locally, man. That's why there are some people who have a philosophy, eh? That never, what? Now, locally, serious locally, who have a principle that I will never hire a fellow Molokole. You know, I know my brother. They will just be there, you greet them and they say, I'm blessed. You know? And they are like, just by saying that, God will give them what? With them. And they, you know, they don't care about what? The work God has given them. How I am blessed. What? Prosperity, what? Yeah, you know, eh? You know, there are cases of that principle that are local, eh? Which is sad, by the way. Very, very sad. Alright? But it's not going to be us in LA. Hallelujah. Whatever God gives us to do, we are going to do it heartily as unto the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28 says that let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. From this verse, we see that when you get a job, when you get an assignment to do for which you're going to be paid, all right, don't only think that that job, that the money which you're going to get there is to just take care of your stuff, all right? Here we see that one of the reasons why God gives you money is so that you can have something to share. Alright? Okay? Children, you're hearing? When you grow up, okay? When you become old, okay? Like Mr. Isoke, and you get a job, okay? All that money you're going to get is not yours. Some is to give away. Like to the poor people, to give away to your church, to do things for God. All right? And that leads us to the second law of godly financial prosperity. That second law says, okay, it says, according to Luke chapter 6, verse 38, that give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will men put into your bosom. Bosom is like your pockets, your bank accounts, your house, you know, eh? People will give you. Then Jesus says, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. This means if you give little, alright, little will be given back to you. If you give away much, much will be given back to you. Paul said that he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Thank God these are not my words. Alright? I've not even talked about a dream. So you cannot say, but no, you can't tell us dream. Why? Scripture. I haven't told you about the other voice. Turi mu kigambo. Turi mu ki? Mu kigambo. Alright? So, that is the law of giving and receiving. And Jesus, okay, the Son of God, Jesus our Lord, saved. Okay? Emphasis, eh? It's Jesus who saved. God, okay, he who cannot lie, saved. Alright? I'm telling you, you can take this to the bank, man. Jesus saved. And this is awesome. Eh? Give and it will be given back to you. Alright? And then he says that with the measure, with the same measure that you use to give, okay, you will receive according to that measure. Glory be to God. This is Jesus. Hallelujah. Alright? Instead of waiting to be given, why don't you give? You understand? I'm telling you, this Uganda is messed up. Alright? But it will get better. Ugandans, we have grown up in this Ugandan culture of receiving free things. Government schools, you know, somehow the government subsidized. That is good, of course. But you see, it creates this mentality that government, what? You see, government is supposed to give you everything, everything. You finish uni, you want the government to give you a job. I'm telling you, when you think about these things, emotions, they're very sad. You know, You see, you go to hospital, you will expect to find there are free drugs. Now, I'm not against hospitals having drugs. What? You know, do you ever ask yourself where the government gets that money for the drug? You know, they're going to, they get it from you. They're going to get it from your water, you understand, Your dad, they will tell him, Katia, now this house, every month you should give us this. You want that. But because you want free things, and people who are in government want to stay in power, to be elected next time, they will find a way of giving you those free things. You understand? You want the government to take care of your grandmother every month to send a 70K. You are the one supposed to take care of your grandmother. But because the government, people in government want to stay in power, they will do those things for you. But you don't know. And you understand what I'm saying? The government gets money. Or if it doesn't have it, it will borrow. It will go to China and borrow. And who's going to pay? You are going to pay. You will pay it back one day. You understand? If you decide to die so that you don't pay, you understand? Your sister, your mother, your father will pay. The kids you have left around will pay. Because my mother has been to be a kid. If you're well there. You see, I mean, when you think about it, and if a government gives you free stuff, then it has the right to control you, Bolonji. Control. That is the price of free things. Control. But if you're like, no, government, we don't want your thing. All we want to do infrastructure, security. If they don't interfere with our school, we have formed our school to educate our kids. So we don't need your curriculum. We don't want you to tell us to teach our children that they came from Earth. Okay, you stay. But if the government is giving you free education, they have the right to tell you what to teach. Do you understand? I'm telling you, these are the consequences of free stuff. I mean, how do you expect a government hospital to be as great as Nakasero? They came in, they have that dime. You understand? I mean, if you just remove emotions from these things and just use what? Your head. You stop over shouting for government and then pray to God to see how you can what? Hallelujah. Healthcare. Free stuff. Then the government will start to think of now abortion. But by giving free soul, this is how what? Our hospitals operate. You understand? You know, eh? Glory be to God. Hmm? The kids don't click what I'm saying. Okay? You know, guys, finish. You need the one government. What give them? Now, the government, you should provide an atmosphere where jobs can be created. Do you understand? Okay? However, the government shouldn't be in the business of what? Giving. According to my little understanding, I could be wrong, but I believe, you know. Okay? The jobs, it is. You guys were supposed to start a company, employ people, you understand? But the government should provide the atmosphere. Eh? Hallelujah. All right? And there should be fair taxes, there should be, you understand what I mean? All right? Okay? The government shouldn't be alone anyway. Hallelujah. All right? And so, give and it shall be given back to you. And who said it? Jesus said it. If you give and it's not given back to you, man, you can even tell God. But be careful. And children, don't listen to this. You can tell God, Sigenagena kucha chikati paka. Ngomburi derachi echigambo cho techikola. You know, and somebody God can see you, can really see, man, this guy is serious. Because yes, he went to church, he read, he has been reading his Bible, give and it shall be given back to you. And now, I'm telling you, God will come to you. Eh? Man, there was a time when it didn't work. Eh? Alright? And then I was like, God, you know, what happened? Then in that dream, then in a dream, I dreamt, there's a guy called Waigombolizi. Eh? Waigombolizi. Do you know him? Why? Aha. Now, he's short. The short for his name is Why. All right? So I had a dream, and Waigombolizi was there. Some Budonian, electrical engineer. And I knew God was telling me why it hadn't worked. And it was a simple thing. God had told me where to go to get the money. All right? And I was like, now, you know, And then in a few days, calamity hit. Ask God, why I haven't been broke for years? Why has this happened? And God told me, but in the dream, he told me that, you see, and he had told me actually, in a certain dream, okay, what to do to get the money, where to go. And I didn't. All right? Then I was asking why. Then he's in a dream. He brings why. All right? And he tells me. All right? That I told you. Do you understand? Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. All right? Give and it shall be what? Given to you. All right? Now, this topic, what we're doing, the last Sunday and today, I really believe it is what God wants us to what? All right? to hear. Amen. I got confirmation of that in the week. All right. There was a couple here last Sunday. All right. Who, yeah, of course, they had me preach this. All right. And then, they invited me, all right, to like a meal, wanted to take me out, all right. And so when I got there, yeah, that was on Friday, Thursday, you know, because I'd been invited first to pray, to dedicate the groundbreaking project for the Nakasero Hospital expansion. Okay, they are building a new stuff. So as among the people who they invited. Yeah, so anyway, after I left, after the event, I linked up with these people. All right. And then they shared with me a dream that they had before Sunday. All right. Now, in that week, I think on Wednesday, before Sunday, okay, they had a dream when they had built a house in record time. All right? And while they are at their site, they see men, two men talking to each other, say, Zimbe Nyumba, speed, you know. Then one of the men told the other one that has happened because they sold a lot of money, they gave. All right? And the dream ends. All right, so of course, these people knew that now the dream is saying, if your house is going to go up in record time, you had better so. Okay? Then they began now to seek the Lord. Okay? Who to sow into, where to sow. And on Wednesday or Thursday, before Sunday, they got a dream. All right? And in a dream, glory be to God, God was telling them they were supposed to what? To give me dime. So that's why they had called me. All right? And so, man, I left with a fat envelope. Now, that was 7th October. And the following day was 8th October. You know 8th October? Eden? Yes, your mother's birthday. My wife is birthday. So with that envelope, okay, together with the money, the transport I got from Nakasero, because the guy who invited me sent me a transport. All right? So with that, my wife's birthday was sorted. Glory be to God. So you can see, God knows how to take care of his own, because my wife's birthday is coming up. And for me, usually, I don't buy her stuff. Because I know my wife. You had all better know your wife, your spouses. You know, I know my wife. So I'm like, now this one, the best thing to do, usually, give her dime. You're sorting it. Me, don't try it at your home. You might get issues. But most women would prefer both. They are like, give me both. Especially now that they have heard that, earring yovo. Umpabu earring ne. Ne sent, ne cake, what? Ne gurile, ne earring in Zagara. You know, But, so, man, you see, God sorted me out. One of the reasons why I believe he did that, because he delights in the prosperity of his servant. A servant who is doing what he's supposed to do, and a servant who is also giving. Glory be to God. So, Gerard, now you know where I got the envelope I gave you. This is the first time she's hearing this, what? The story. While I'm at home, I'm a man of few words. Hallelujah. Okay, this is the first time she's hearing that story. I had to keep it from her so that she can enjoy the service. Not to come, guy, where I'm going, what? Hallelujah. Like there's a guy here, Mr. It's okay, who has the outline of this sermon, eh? Because I was like, let me save this on your phone in case the devil messes me up here, I have a backup. But I told him, but don't read it, otherwise. So he has it there. He's waiting for what? Hallelujah. Yes. Eh? And so you can see, eh? God is telling the couple, if you want your house to go up in record time, so, and from what I remember, God was specific. Rather, the other guy said they sold a lot of money. No invisible things of what? Eka 1K, what? Yes, you know, eh? You know, eh? Because according to the measure that you use, that is what will be measured back to you. Glory be to God. So you see now, that was on Wednesday. Then they came to LAT on Sunday. Alright? And here I was talking about these things. Glory be to God. Okay? So after the service, they sent me a text. They had my number. They sent me a text. They're like, can we meet you? I was like, to talk about what, you know? Then they say, just to share the goodness of the Lord. So I thought they're just going to give me KB, you know, KB. I was like, okay, cool. So I went after what? After picking the other envelope. Okay. All right. Then man, eh? They unleashed actually a fatter envelope than the Nakasero transit. And meanwhile, on all those envelopes, I tithed. By the way, I tithed. Eh? If you gave me 1K here, eh, right now, I'll go then, I record. I have like a thing tithed. I record. I'm telling the truth, eh? But you don't have to copy me. I tithe everything, every money. Every money I get. You understand? Eh? The envelope from Nakasero, I what? Recorded. You know, eh? When I got that envelope from those guys, I also recorded the tithe. And I let it accumulate for a certain like amount, and then I what? I tithe it. I tithe everything. But I'm not saying you should do that, eh? For me. Because I can assure you, I can tell you, I can confide in you. I can tell you a secret. I fear being broke. I'm telling you. That is why if I know something, if God says tithe, I'm going to tithe everything. Of course, if you give me a screen, eh, I'm not going to tithe a screen. Just, but money, all right? If you have ever given me a 20K, just know, eh? Even if you saw me using that 20K and giving it to somebody at that time, eh? Just know I gave it away, yes, but it was recorded that I have a 2K to tithe. That's how I operate. Me, eh? But don't what? You don't have to copy these things and what? But me. For one major reason, eh? I don't want playing around with a 50K and you don't what? Tithe on it, eh? To ever be the reason, eh? Why I feel broke. Glory be to God. That is me. Okay? You send me a 30K on my phone. 3K at least, eh? Yeah, you remember? At least. Is what? Off. I record every, you know, eh? I have a thing on my phone. I record. Then I keep adding. Plus what? Plus, eh? What? I get a milli plus 100, well, plus 200. You understand? Eh? You know what a milli is? Hallelujah. Yeah, so God is going to take care of those guys. God told them the secret to how to do their house real fast. They did it, you know, and now they can now sort themselves out with God. Eh? All right? Number one, they even don't have to go with the scripture to Jesus. They can just say, you told us in two dreams. Do you understand? Eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen? You know these things, isn't it? Eh? These are not new things to you, LAT. But for some reason, God wants us to hear them again. To do what? Man, these kids are blessed. Eh? These young kids, they are blessed. Eh? The Grace Joys, the Alanas. Because they are hearing these things when they are still very young. If you've been to 12 years, you will be too late. Oh, not too late, but late. You know, eh? Kwanzi man, blessed are you that you're hearing these things and seeing these things, for there are some prophets a long time ago. I'm joking. You know, if you, man, somehow inculcate into your kids this thing called sharing. One of the reasons why people are mean, adults are mean, is because they grew up, their parents telling them that togaba bintubyo, don't give out your things. They grew up like that. And I'm sure many, what? Parents, yeah, like, you know, don't watch. They find the kid has given away her toy. Go bring it, you know. Now, you've just started the maintenance project of the poverty in your family. Maintenance project. No one breaks through. Catch your tongue, it's a maintenance. You don't want your kid to break out of poverty. Catch your tongue. You understand? You will win your kid share something, what you want, third time, then you remember how much you bought it. Even we tell the kid how much you bought, the kid ain't know those things. Hallelujah. For me, when I hear that a kid has gone, I feel glad. In my heart, I'm like, yeah. Glory be to God, yeah. Amen. Children, sharing is what? Sharing is caring. And it is more than that. When you share, God will give you back more than what you shared. It might not be that exact thing. Because now this might what? Put me in what? In trouble. You give away your puppy, then they expect God to give them 10 puppies. So not really bad. But God will bless you. All right? And he might even bless you when you're 20 years. Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Encourage your kids. If they give away everything, okay, let it hurt you, but you know, Shkulumen, but you're like, okay, yeah, but. You remember, anyway, that dream I had, the state house lunch, where the adult was with that kid, caned the kid for having given away all the cake. Do you remember? There's some of you who don't read my things, and that's your fault. Amen? You remain broken. They hammered the kid for having given away everything. There was a message in that for me, but I didn't want to get into that. All right? Because at that time, anyway, I was giving, and there was someone who was amused by my what? Giving, and they, in a sense, persecuted me for that. You see, when man, a giver is being caned for giving. Hallelujah. Now, the worst bit is when now, like that kid in a dream, the worst bit is if that kid now stops because he's being spammed. Hallelujah. Let me advise you, never stop giving just because of persecution. The enemy sends your way in different forms. Never. You understand? The day you do that, you'll have created yourself eternal, if I should say, problems. Hallelujah. Continue doing the right thing, okay? And God one time will vindicate you. You understand? By whatever he will do. Are you listening to me? Now, I'm not preaching theory. Hallelujah. Theory would be those things of what I had someone who went to heaven, what are you doing? This is these guys who go to heaven. Yeah? The mujimbas. They're always in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You remember the story of the widow of Zarephath? Okay, so Elijah comes to her in 1 Kings 17. We shan't open there. All right? And Elijah had been commanded by God that I've commanded a widow in that place to take care of you. So Elijah finds her. All right? And he's like, you know, give me something to drink. Give me water. And the widow says, my brother. And of course, she was speaking Hebrew. All right? Hallelujah. All right? And she says, we are way past verse 1. Pay attention. All right? She says that, you know, I have a little, okay? We're remaining with just a handful, okay? And I'm collecting firewood so that I can make the last meal, then have it with my son, and after that, what? We die. Have you ever been in a situation, of course you have never been, but you know I can imagine a situation where you're like, after this, I'm dying. And it's like, there's no way out. Do you understand? Of course, we can't imagine it because we're not being there. But this lady was there. Remember, there's a famine in the land. Right? And she knows the moment after eating this food, okay, within I don't know how many days, we shall be gone. And Elijah tells her, no, do not fear. Just do what I've told you. Okay? Go prepare something, yes, for your son, but first give me. Man, that's mean. Eh? That is, how can you be a man of God? But you first want to feel your what? Man, Elijah was a bold, you understand? Eh? But somehow he knew that this is going to sort out the woman. Hallelujah. Okay, so he said that, do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bean of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. And so she went and did that. And you know what? Happen. Alright? The Bible says, the flour of oil was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah. The lady gave, she sowed. Alright? And that seed, man, it was a precious seed. Because that little she gave sorted that out, for months, I don't know where it was, even years, anyway, whatever. Glory be to God. All right? Amen? So that's why Jesus says, give, and it shall be given back to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men put into your. Amen. Then it says, for with the measure that you use, it shall be measured back to you. Glory be to God. Amen. You know these things. Eh? Olive. But the Olive also changed her name. And she has a friend. They were together in high school, what? She has ever been in this church. Ne ya chosa. Bamita muangu zikat. Olive is called what? You're called what? Anyway, you can ask after the service. Glory be to God. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9. I sense that today God just wants us to emphasize that law of giving and receiving. Alright? And that's the only one we're going to talk about. Of course, we have talked about giving, rather working, but God wants emphasis on this one. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9 says that, it says what? And let us not grow weary, while doing good, for in due season, we shall reap if we don't what? If we don't lose heart. KJV says if we don't faint, if we don't give up, if we don't give up doing what? If we don't give up doing good. Some people give up at a certain point. They start on Monday to give, then on Tuesday, baby with them. Baby with them, see? I was at my workplace, I had 501k, I gave it away, and I expected that God would do a miracle, and he gives me transport back home. And then I waited 4 p.m., 4:30, now 5 p.m. end of work. Now I'm wondering, now what? God, what? Then I had to walk home. I reached home at 9 p.m. Can you imagine? Because I did what the widow did. She gave away her life. Tuesday, baby with them. If you are giving and what? Receiving. I remember TV caller for me. Then you see, those are the guys who start to tell the next generation. The generation of the Nkwanzis. That be careful with those things of giving. Because I remember when we were young, people did those things and what? You know, those are the guys who start spreading poison and then, you understand? But Jesus said, okay, give and it shall be what? And Paul agreed with the master when he said, don't grow tired in doing good. For you will reap in due season if you don't what? If you don't faint. Hallelujah. Okay. I remember we got married in 2010, in Jan. Alright. So, my wife's plans, which I was like, okay. Like you know, you want to keep peace in the what? Family, you're like, okay. So the plan was, we get our first child after a year. You know, those things of, let us first be alone. People want to be alone. I don't know why people want to be alone. For a year, you know. The way Sam is laughing, he must have been enrolled in that school. Okay, let us first be alone. What, for a year? What, you know, then? So, okay. But for me, I didn't see, you know, because even when you have a kid, you're still together. You know, eh? And then, so, I guess you're saying that you're thinking like a man. Alright? Hallelujah. And then, so anyway, I was like, okay. Alright? Then, I think like 4 months later, after the wedding, 4 months later, I had a dream. You know the dream. Alright? Hallelujah. And the good thing is, evidence, and it is word based. Elim Chigambo. Do you understand? Alright? And you see, there are things God will do for you, but not just for you. Because God wants you to be a witness. To tell people that bad guy witness into, you understand? So now I realize when years ago, God told me in an audible voice, if you just obey, you understand? God was setting me up. He was teaching me these things, and then he teaches me that it works, And then she adds another bit of love, the love bit, the obedient thing, all right? And when he had taught me those things, he's there, Ikati. What you didn't know was that I wanted you to teach my people these things so that they may prosper. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So now, like what he did for my kids, it was, yes, for me, for them, all right? But it was to, like, you know, a witness, a testimony that, yes, you guys, and this thing, it is more than money. There are greater blessings which come by giving. Do you understand? So anyway, so the dream comes, and the Lord says that, get a child now. Leave those things of 1 year. Then he said, and remember, the dream. In the dream, I saw we had gotten the child after that 1 year, or 2 years, if I should say. Okay? Because you see, you're together alone for 1 year, then in the end of that year, you conceive, then 9 months. So the kid is coming after 2 years, all right? So he saw, in the dream I saw, that the kid had come after those 2 years, and the kid was born in Uganda, all right? And the kid looked older than a newborn, all right? And then I remember going to hospital, and, you know, I meet my sister there, and asking her that, is my wife going to be taken to the States to what? Give birth from there. Then, what did she tell me? Anyway, yeah. But the point is, in the dream, God was saying, if you give birth after those, the 2 years, okay, like, that child should have been born earlier. And, if you do that, the child will be born in Uganda. But if you get the child now, then the child will be born what? In the States. And then later he tells me, okay, I want to do that for your child to be born in the States, to get the citizenship, which in years I will use for something big. Why? Because there are things you have done in the past. There's a lot of sacrificial giving you have done in the past that has greatly touched my heart. Okay? You took care of children who you even don't know. Okay? Paid for them fees. Because when I was in Mulago, okay, working there, I used to get a salary, little times, but for me, I felt I was so rich. So, man, I got 2 kids, you know, Bambi broke kids, and I'm like, no, I can't pay for this one. All right? I refused to leave my mother's house. I'm like, no. Me. Remember, I have this revelation of giving. Leave my mother's, remember, it is my mother's house. She's not paying rent, so we're not paying rent. I have a room. There's a room. Moses' room. Room ya Moses. You understand? Then I leave. Then you remember she helps me or whatever. Anyway, takes care of me. And I'm like, I leave. Then I get 500K from my salon. Pay some chap. A landlord. Meanwhile, I'm there in the car apartment and I'm suffering. No food, these things of work, clothes. Yeah, I'm paying and I'm suffering. Yet I can get part of that 500K and give it to my mother. You understand? And of course with my food, you understand? And then this nonsense, wasting time with airtime. No one who has stupidity, talking rubbish. I'm like, that airtime. No. You can save it. And you take care of what? I'm like, no. Buy a car. For what? I'm like, God told me, if you joyful, I'm like, this man is forgiving. Buy a car. And as you know, a car is a what? A liability. The moment you get a car like this, you have to now get more money to take care of it. I'm like, no way. So I didn't have a girlfriend. So my money was my money and God's money. So you know, I was giving. And so we get married. Then God tells me, there are things you have done in the past that have greatly done what? Touched my heart. So I want to do this for your child, all right? And so we begin to organize. Then I remember we began to put, because we were not, okay, we are earning something, but not so much. Eh? And given now this project of having a child born in the States, now even your money which you have, you think you have a lot, but now when God tells you what he wants you to do, you realize, man, this money is so little, eh? Can't help. All right? So now, of course, we have to now begin saving a little every month so that by the time she's ready to travel to the States, we have at least her ticket. All right? So we begin to save. Then during those days, I think when we were like in month 5 of saving for a ticket, all right, I had a dream. And in this dream, we were flying, all right, I and her, we are flying, where, I don't remember, oh, I don't know, but anyway, we were on a plane flying to some place, and then we decided to stop over somewhere, all right, we stopped over somewhere, we booked into a hotel, and I remember in the dream, I think, we had $450, all right, so anyway, so we stopped now. I remember at a certain point we decided to get out of the room to go for, I think it was, a meal. All right? And when I get, when we get there, I meet Leroy Thompson and I think Bill Winston. Now, these are prosperity preachers in the States. I meet them, okay? And I'm excited. Brother Leroy, I'm excited to meet them. But I have sense in my head, okay? Thank God for the training I got. I can never meet a man of God. And I just get excited. Wow. I can't. All right? So I remember, I say, man, I can't just meet these guys like that. I have to give them something. So, in the dream, I ran back to our what? Room. Okay? Yes. So that I can get some money from the 450. And in the dream, I was like, you can't fly, going somewhere with $450 because it's little. And the dream I knew is that how can you fly with just $450? It's little what? Yeah. But in the dream, I'm like, but I'm going to get some of it. Okay? And give Brother Leroy and Brother Winston. All right? So I ran up the what? All right? Then I think I got like $100 off it so that I can give Brother Leroy 50 and Winston 50. All right? Now, as I'm coming down, I meet Joseph Okia. Okay? One of Museveni's scientists. COVID died. So, I meet him. And at that time, Okia was traveling a lot. He was in and out of the country a lot. Okay? He's my friend, so he used to update me about his what? Movements. All right? So, I meet him, and he tells me he's attending a conference at the hotel. All right? And he looked tired. He looked tired. And he told me that he has like 2 or 3 more days to go to end the conference. And he's going to stay back at last. He looked tired. All right? So we talk a bit. He tells me all those things that he's tired, but he has to stay for 3 more days until the end. All right? So I leave him and I go and I give Leroy and Bill Winston. See, all right, and the dream ended. The dream did what? Ended. Now I knew from that dream that God was telling my wife and I that you have agreed fly, of course, to get a child, okay, and fly to the States to give birth, And yeah, but or and you have a little money. You have a little money to fly with, a little money. Alright? Remember? But it says that when I send you an opportunity to give, especially into a prosperity anointing, alright, you should do it. It will sort you out. You see, you can obey to do what God has told you. But along the journey, alright, sometimes there are other instructions. So you see, we are that great. We're going to get a child. We're going to fly. But now, so we have agreed. Eh? We are in the process. Feeling more obedience. But now there is an instruction given so that the journey is successful. You ignore that instruction and you're only on the other one. Eh? You might succeed, but with a lot of pain. A lot of, you know, eh? Do you understand? So God says, yeah, you have agreed and you have a little money. Musevins of sent away. Na ye ngenda kuba where there's a pass. I'm going to send you a move and I will require you to give from that little. And if you do that, I'll bless you. Okay? You understand? Eh? The Leroy. And specifically he put Leroy there and what? Whatever. Leroy is Alan's friend. Time to guy, well, money cometh. Have you heard of that guy? Money, that guy. If you listen to him about giving. But now, of course, it's all what, but the chigi was really speaking about money. Man, wow, no. African American, wow, man, wow, guy told you about his plane, and wow, no. Wow. Huh? Brother Copeland, wow, no, money, the seed, wow. There was guy. And you wonder where they get the confidence. Eh? Wow, see what? No, eh? For them they don't fear. Those are yours. But for the what? There was a time when the guy said, during I think the credit crunch, you remember? The credit crunch 2008, in those years. Okay? He got a plane, a jet, but he didn't pay it all the time. So there was money, you know, it's like, it's called what? You get something, but you have to pay with time to finish it as you use it. So, I read when he says, now I understand why God did not allow me to pay it off all at once. It's because he was giving you guys an opportunity. To what? Sometimes those things can sound like this guy's a crook, eh? But sometimes it's not a crook. Sometimes, you understand, so again, you have to work with the Lord to know whether someone is fleecing you or what. Sometimes it can be of God when God said, no, I want to give your church members an opportunity to sow into your things so they can get blessed. So I remember in those days, I told it to Elvis and we laughed. But the guy said, yeah, they paid off. He has paid a bit of it now. The church supposed, anyway. So, but now you see now, this guy has a CV in heaven. That God even puts him in a dream to represent what? Prosperity. Then for you shouting where you are saying, well, okay, that's that. They just said, well, to give. You have to know these things by the Spirit. Otherwise, you go to the other extreme. You see, this is what I always say. Christians, they're always what? Moving from one extreme to the other. See, why those guys, why those things of giving, they stole our money, baby, into York sowing guy in the what? Man of God, what? Eh? Sure, they stop altogether. Never be, look at it. But, you know, now, the couple that was here, you see now, God gave them a clear instruction. You know, me, why I don't know, but for them, it was their dream, thank God. For me, I just received the envelope and I was glad that my wife's what? Birthday was what? Sorted. So, now, why was Joseph Okia in the dream? Okay? Joseph Okia was representing this. You understand? Remember he was tired? I say 3 more days, but he's like, I'm going to remain until what? So, God was telling us, do not get weary of well-doing. Do not worry, you don't get tired of giving of the little you have. I know the project is big. But I also know you remember to give birth in the States, you're going to pay tens of thousands of dollars. Now, when will you ever get that? You understand? Yet the child has to be born within 9 months. You understand? You're not thieves. Okay? But God was like, you have obeyed me. Now, I'm going to devise a way of footing your bill. And that way is going to be by giving from the little you have. And he's like, don't get tired, because if you don't get weary, you will reap. To cut a long story short, you all know the story. Someone miraculously, Flora knows this story because she was there. I think at one point, you even carried suitcases for her. The time you came home to pick suitcases, you're going to the U.S. Anyway, there was something. So Flora was there from the beginning, okay? So anyway, to cut a long story short, miraculously traveled to the States, gave birth, and and hospital bills in the U.S. paid, you are paid, come as into zero. Actually, you only paid $340. Can you imagine $340 giving birth in the States? And at that time in Uganda, giving birth at Nakasero was more than $340. Okay, we come back here. I testify in Zoe, and there's a lady, Carol Sekandi. When she heard that, according to her, she said that she had God to tell her that give them back the $340, which they paid. And Carol got in touch with me one day. We met, and she gave me $340. Glory be to God. Paid zero for Eden's what? But the whole principle was that. Give and shall be given back to you. And it was, do not get weary of well-doing, for in your season you shall reap if you do not lose heart, if you don't faint. Glory be to God. We shall continue from here next Sunday. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.